Good day. I'm Paige Estrotori for Financial Services Online, coming to you this Friday, August 16th, with the weekly insurance news wrap. We're kicking off with a story involving the nation's favorite game. Former rugby league star Ethan Lowe's $1 million insurance claim was dismissed in a recent federal court decision. Remember Lowe, the former player for North Queensland and South Sydney? Well, he retired after a neck injury from a crusher tackle during a game in 2020. He was seeking compensation under his NRL accident policy from Lloyd's insurers for permanent hemiplegia. However, the courts ruled that while Lowe's condition is permanent, it didn't meet the stringent requirements for total paralysis needed to classify as hemiplegia. Doubts over the impact of a prior injury in 2016 and variations in medical opinion contributed to the verdict. This case has shone a spotlight on the intricate interplay of legalese, medical terms, and insurance issues in sports injury claims. In other news, a homeowner scored a notable victory when Allianz was ordered to approve a fire damage claim. The insurer had previously refused the claim due to alleged misrepresented residency status. The homeowner was assumed to be living at a monastery. Laying these doubts to rest, the homeowner clarified that he was just a regular visitor, not a resident. What swung the judgment in his favor was evidence confirming his residency in his insured home, backed by the monastery's abbot, as well as his ex-wife and neighbor, a case that underpins the necessity for precise communication and comprehensive documentation in insurance disputes. Now, onto some serious concerns being unearthed at a Senate inquiry into climate risk. The irregularity in levee designs across different regions is said to be influencing insurance rates and raises questions over our disaster readiness. Suncorp scientific specialist Rhys Whitley elaborated that these levees are constructed to resist specific flood levels, determined by historical data which, unfortunately, can be unreliable. This development underscores the call for enhanced risk assessment and adaptation strategies as insurers and communities grapple with evolving climate challenges. Finally, relief may be on the horizon for homeowners, as stability in home insurance rates might soon be a reality. RAC Insurance CEO Trent Sayers conveyed his optimism at a recent Senate inquiry on climate risk, pointing to an anticipated reduction in inflationary pressures in financial year 25. Yet the tricky balancing act of insurance pricing amid natural disasters and increasing building costs remains part of a broader industry discussion about the link between climate risk and financial resilience in the insurance sector. That's all for this week. I'm Paige Estrotori for Financial Services Online. For more on personal and business insurance, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au.